thing or it can be a bad thing. It's two-edged sword. And the problem with prosperity is that when we don't have it, we're lean in our soul, and our ears are more tend to be open.
Yeah.
But when we get prosperous, start making a lot of money, start increasing lands, houses, all that stuff. The problem is that when that starts to happen, that we grow in strength in our soul, and we become full, and it's not what we become full of, it's what manifests.
Yes.
It's already in us.
Yes.
It's not that money or prosperity or increase causes us to go a certain way or to go away. You know, we were reading Proverbs 18:1, and it talks about when a man separates himself, he intermingles with the wisdoms of the world and gives himself to his own desires. And the problem is that these desires are already there. And if we don't walk in losing our life and picking up our cross and judging these things, then as we increase, so does our soul.
Yes.
And our opinions. And we get to the place where we're no longer under spiritual authority. And, you know, and so we may be, you know, maybe an authority to ourselves, you know, may own businesses, may own properties or lands and, you know, and everything. But the problem is that we remove ourselves from under spiritual authority and we can no longer hear. And so the desires that are already living in us come to life. And we have the power now because we have the money, because we have, and we've taken that authority to ourselves, we have the ability to fulfill those desires without any thought or without any care of being led by the Holy Ghost. That's dangerous.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, so prosperity, and it goes back to what, you know, what's the condition of my soul? That's really what it goes back to. Because when your soul is under the government of God, you can increase, you can be added to, you know, all these things, and it won't affect you because your soul is under the government of God.
Yes.
And, you know, if you look at, I mean, look around us. There should be 50 more people here. Families, whole families have been taken out.
Yeah.
And it goes back to Proverbs 18:1. Because the unjudged desires in their heart, when they didn't have the power, it was no big deal. Because they couldn't do anything about it anyway.
Yeah.
But when they increased in money and increased in you know, power, as you know, like financial power, then you can go do whatever you want to do. And if you don't have any governor over your soul, you're scattered to the wind. And like I said, you know, there should be at least 50 more people here. And they were all taken out because of this. And it goes back to connecting to your familiars, you know, the familiar spirits, and not judging those things. But when, you know, but the deception is when I get money and when I get power and when I increase, then the deception is that it's a godly thing. Well, in Proverbs 1, it says, the prosperities of fools will destroy them. What it says. You're still prospering.
Yep.
Still increasing. But it will destroy them, and it'll take them out and remove them because they haven't judged the desires in their life, and they don't have a governor or a resister over their soul.
Yep.
And so I was thinking about, you know, I was thinking about two things. I was thinking about, you know, Ephesians 4 says, he gave some to be, not everybody. He gave some to be apostles and prophets. And those are the two governing offices in God's kingdom.
That's right, the foundation.
And he gave some to be. Well, so then you got to look at what, you know, what is some? You know, who are these guys? Is it someone like, you know, like in a Robert's Rules of Order where they're appointed or they're elected? Or is it someone who, through trials and years and, you know, loss, and not because they did something stupid, but they have a loss of the worldly things in their life because Jesus said, you know, yeah, you have this, but I want you to lay it down.
Yeah.
Those people are the proven ones. And you know, they're the ones that go through the trial by fire. And the scripture says, we decrease so that you can increase. We make ourselves poor so that you can become rich. And that's the motivation is to give, you know, we were talking about this today. If you have something, you give it away.
Yes.
If you're not giving it away and you're hoarding it, then you don't get any more.
You lose it.
You lose it. So, you know, what I wanted to say is that prosperity, it can be a good thing if you are under God's kingdom, if you are submitted to the authority of the Holy Ghost. If you are in communion, if you are judging the things of your own life, and if you're not, watch out, buddy, because that thing will take you out.
That's right.
I have a scripture to go with that.
Okay.
I can talk there.
That's it.
Okay.
You know what I was thinking, too, is the don't let the world steal your light. That's what happens to us when we become prosperous.
When I talked about wild vines, a wild vine is a vine that grows up without pruning and without care. Now, we're not a bunch of vines, but he gives the example of that. My father's the husbandman. He cuts back all those that what?
Bear fruit.
He prunes those that bear fruit so they can bear more fruit. That's the trials and tribulations that the man of God, the woman of God, people of God go through. Whatever you don't give away, you lose. That's why you lose the word that you hear on Friday by Monday it's gone. Because you haven't given it away. You don't give it to anybody. There is a mystery in body communion that only takes place in the midst of fellowship. And whether you realize it or not, and I'm gonna give you scripture about this. The basis of your belief system is directly related to the fellowship that you have in the body. When you find yourself having a hard time believing, it's because you've got no flow of communion going on in your soul with the body. I don't know if you remember as a kid back in biology in school, but they had us make a couple of cultures. Did you ever do that in school? And I don't remember the whole process, but we all made a couple of cultures in a little plastic dish with a cover. And I think one of them we kept in the light and the other one we put in the drawer. And then at the end of the week, everybody brought their cultures to see what had grown. And you would think nothing grew in darkness, but there was always some kind of dark culture that grew in the closet. And there was always some kind of green culture that grew in the light. You remember that?
Yeah.
I don't remember if I'm, you know, explaining it all correctly, but the scripture is very plain with this. Whatever you keep in darkness grows. But it's darkness that's growing. He does his work in the darkness. Thieves steal in the nighttime. Jesus says, I'm coming as a thief in the night. He's coming in the time of darkness. So everybody thinks that he's coming in the time of great tribulation. Great darkness can also be in the midst of great prosperity. Who said that prosperity was light? The scripture has, I don't know if you've ever done the math on this, you can't hardly find anything in the scripture about wealth and prosperity that's good. Other than God is definitely into prosperity. We know that. I mean, one of the proclamations over Jesus in heaven is, great power and riches has been given to you. You know, and when you see how the streets of heaven are streets of gold, it's not asphalt. It's not dirt. Although dirt, in a sense, is the mother of gold. Dirt is the mother of diamonds and rubies and emeralds, and every precious stone came from the dirt. So a handful of dirt does you pretty good. You know, you've got the basis for anything if you've got wisdom enough to build it. But the fact is, darkness is a culture that breeds darkness. Darkness, on the other hand, cannot live in the light. It can't live in the light. So the things that we're afraid to share are the things that will eat our lunch. The things that we openly reveal are the things that not only save us, but strengthen us. And will absolutely change our power. Okay. That's all I really want.